Hello!
Hey,
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good.
That's me talking to Kay Siren, or rather, she told me to call her Katrina, which is her actual name, so I'm going to be using that. But if you want to look her up, she's called Kay Siren. Katrina wrote and sang the song, which has been selected as a theme for International Women's Day 2016, so this was quite a cool moment for me. YouGov found that 19% of people would use the word feminist as an insult. The 19% are wrong. Feminism isn't an insult, it's a necessity and a movement to be proud of, and we're here to tell you why. From URN, this is episode 3 of the 19%'s mini-series celebrating International Women's Day 2016, where we're releasing 5 episodes in the run-up to International Women's Day. 5 women, 5 stories, 5 episodes. I'm Anya Lawrence. So the story today is Katrina's story. Like I've already said, Katrina wrote and sang the song for International Women's Day 2016, and it's called Intimacy. If you haven't heard it before, I'm just going to play you a short clip. Kiss you once, kiss you twice, will you share this intimacy? Kiss of love, kiss of life, open up your pure heart to me. I close my eyes. Singing and songwriting aside, Katrina has had the most insane career. She's been involved in the arts in so many other ways, and nearly always, it seems, with the idea of bringing different, really important issues to light.
Yeah, I'm a mum. I'm a mum of four. That's my number one thing now, probably in life. But I used to train at RADA in Guildhall in London. So I lived in England for 10 years. And I acted there, and I was lucky to get some fantastic parts. Actually, from a female Sphinx theatre company. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's a wonderful Sue Parrish. She's the director of the company, and they make sure to put on plays where women has the main characters, because there's so many plays where male, of course, are playing the leads. And no, so I was very lucky. So I had quite a few productions with them.
I did a search for the Sphinx Theatre Company because, as you just heard, I'd never heard of it before. And they make a super interesting point. Male characters are the central drive of most plays, despite there being more female writers and directors than ever before. So that's something to think about. I've got a quote here from the director of the company, Sue Parrish, who Katrina just mentioned. Sue says that, quote, "What I find shocking and disheartening is the general ignorance of most young people in the history of feminism. I so often feel like we're reinventing the wheel," end quote. I totally feel like that sometimes. Sometimes I forget that not everyone's a feminist, and I feel like I'm having the same conversations over and over again. Anyway, back to Katrina.
After doing that, I met a man that's I'm Norwegian myself, and he's half Norwegian but half Swiss, and he brought me to Switzerland, which is very much still like in my eyes, like in the 50s, where the women should stay at home, where, you know, it's quite old-fashioned, and the women actually got their vote in 71.
Wow.
And the last cantoon in 86.
Okay, can we just pause for a second to think about that? I had absolutely no idea that women only got the vote in Switzerland in 1971. Switzerland. Like, I can't even tell you how much that shocked me. We think about women having the vote as something really old school, like a problem our great-great-grandmothers had to face. But the reality is so much closer than I realised. Anyway, let's get back to Katrina. So Katrina moves to Switzerland, which she finds, by comparison to Norway, oppressive and conservative, and she gets stuck into her work.
So for me coming here, I was the first one to produce the Vagina Monologues. Do you know that?
Why?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So I put that on in Geneva. So I shocked them a bit. No, they loved it. They loved it, actually. And then I've continued. I did a cancer play. It was actually a comedy. It's not a funny theme at all, but it's also women. And I put on that. And then I also have written now a play for Human Rights Watch called Breaking the Silence, which is really bringing up all the themes that are still so actual and still we have to work on for women. It's because of the acting in Switzerland, it's not a huge thing. Then I started, because music is very big here. You have the Montreux Jazz Festival, you have the Paleo, plenty of festivals. So I then started singing, because I also sing opera, so I started singing with this jazz, classical jazz band. And then I got picked up by these hard rock group in Geneva.
From there, it seems like Katrina's career is a total whirlwind. And what's interesting is that she very much makes her own luck.
It's quite small here, you know? So when you come and you're an artist, and I'm very much a person that doesn't sit at home and wait for someone to call me, because that won't happen. So you have to go out there and get it and find it yourself. And then they heard about me. So so that's how it all happened. And then there was actually a band who was looking for a new singer. And I went for audition because they write their own music. So that's how I got into starting to write. And I really enjoyed it, because it's another way of expressing yourself.
A guy from Nashville heard one of her songs and she made an album with him. And then Paul Sutton, who, by the way, works with Phil Collins, heard it and introduced her to various producers in England and America. And that's sort of where she is now.
What is so beautiful now, I feel, is the fact that that with the music, it's also brought my passion for the cause of women. That I was so honored now to be, that my song is the anthem for women for 2016. That's a big, big honor. And then it kind of makes sense. It kind of all comes together.
I think I was going to say, like, the song seems to really kind of underpin your whole career working towards women's rights, human rights. And it just seems to be like quite an emblem of that.
Yeah, and I actually got the news the 23rd of December and I cried the whole day.
Oh my gosh.
I thought that's the best Christmas present I could ever dream of. I mean, it's a huge, I feel very humble. I don't feel I deserve it, but it's a huge, yeah, it's lovely. And it feels like it's kind of in my cards that I should move to Switzerland, because it's not a place I thought of ever. And, you know, it's sometimes in life, fate, you have to believe in it.
Katrina wrote the song in 2014.
Yeah, I got very inspired because I read this book about a middle-aged woman who felt so kind of out of place and insecure and not needed. And, you know, she'd had her husband, she had her children and yeah, felt like there was no kind of purpose for her anymore, and suddenly she's standing in front of the mirror, and she's watching herself completely naked, and she sees that she's still really beautiful, and she still has so much to give, and I thought, you know, every woman, they are beautiful. I think women are really beautiful, and it's should be celebrated. I'm tearing up. It is really the message for me is really that a woman should be celebrated, that she should feel proud of who she is, and I think it's, you know, when I look at society, I feel any kind of age for a woman or girl, or, you know, they should feel confidence, an inner confidence. And I often feel that men are, even if it's real or fake, I don't know, but, you know, they're kind of pushed forward. And I think a woman should have that feeling of celebration, of being a woman. I think That's to me the kind of message behind it.
I feel like Katrina has the most inspiring message for women, not just in her music or writing or plays, but in herself. She hasn't sat back and let anyone else decide if she's going to make it or not. It's that she's gone out there and she's made her own luck. More than her song, more than her plays, I feel like it's Katrina who really represents so much of what International Women's Day stands for. The 19% is created and hosted by me, Anya Lawrence. The International Women's Day mini-series has been produced with help from James Goodison and Harry Bowflower. Iona Hampson designed our logo. Special thanks to Lucy Bickley, James Perkins, Ibitasum, Ahmed, and all of our contributors throughout the series. You can find us on Twitter at the19% and find our Facebook page at facebook.com/19%. Next time on the 19%.
That's the last thing I remember of that night, and it's the first and the last time that I've ever completely blanked out of a night.